morning, Sean.
Good morning.
Now, Pilates, let's get this straight. When I look at the word, all I think of is Pilate, and I think of Pontius Pilate because it's written as P-I-L-A-T-E-S. What is it?
Pilates is an exercise system developed by Joseph Pilates
right.
in the early 1900s, and he immigrated to the United States in 1925 and opened a studio in Manhattan, mostly to work with boxers. And then in the 1930s and the early 40s, a lot of dancers started to find his studio and go and train with him.
Okay, so all the pictures I ever see of it, it looks like yoga. So what's the difference between yoga and Pilates, and are they connected?
Well, you know, there's similarities. The similarities between yoga and Pilates is that they both use movements that are based on the developmental sequence, which is, you know, how we learn in the movement in the first place as children, as babies. We do certain movements in our stomach, on our back, on our side. We sit, we kneel, we pike, we stand. And in Pilates and yoga, you do both of those. The difference is that with Pilates, he invented over 20 different pieces of apparatus to help balance out the use of mobility and stability in the body, and the springs help do that. So, the apparatus has springs for resistance,
right.
which is very similar to the way muscles function. So there's a similarity in the properties of spring and the properties of muscles that allow us to find that balance between stability and mobility, which is required in every movement we do.
Okay. But the yoga people use ropes and balance beams and all sorts of things. They have similar apparatus as well, don't they?
Well, that basically comes from Iyengar yoga, the props. There's different styles of yoga in India. And, yoga's been around for thousands of years, Pilates, over 100. Again, the difference is when you add resistance, right, and you move, and not only that, but when you get on the main apparatus, which is called a universal reformer, you're using a platform that you move on. So it challenges your balance, it gives you resistance, and it gives you those poses in a lot of different configurations. So, and then if somebody has trouble working with one apparatus, you go and do it in a different apparatus. So you have different variances so that the brain gets information in a lot of different configurations, which helps it learn even more.
Now, you're going to be the keynote speaker at a Pilates conference in Sydney, which is happening right now. Is Pilates catching on in Australia? Because I understand that it's gone gangbusters in America. How many people follow Pilates as a routine in America at the moment?
Oh, there's millions.
Many millions?
Yeah.
So,
and I think that's, Pilates is growing around the world. In almost every country in the world, or at least in the developed country, you'll find Pilates studios.
All right.
And Pilates teachers.
All right. Well,
my understanding is in Australia you have the PAA, which is the organization that is the largest industrial body in Australia that has, I think, over 500 members. So, you have over 500 teachers at least that are training people in the Pilates on a daily basis.
All right. Well, if someone's out there listening who's tried Pilates or is a regular performer of Pilates, I'd love to hear what it's done for them and how it's changed their physical being. Is yoga, sometimes you'll even hear church halls saying, where the church groups have said, oh, we don't want yoga in our church because it's too spiritual or it's teaching some other form of of thinking, that they may not particularly like. Does Pilates have that spiritual aspect to it as well?
Well, it does and it doesn't. Yoga comes from, the Hindu tradition, which is, a very religious tradition. And Pilates doesn't necessarily come from a religious tradition, but, he doesn't separate the mind and the body and the spirit. It's always been mind, body, spirit conditioning. Because, if you change your body, you change, who you are. And if you change who you are, you change how you think. And if you change how you think about yourself and your body, you tend to change your spirit.
All right. We're talking to Sean Gallagher this morning, who is a keynote speaker at the Pilates conference in Sydney. Julie's called in from Modbury. Julie, has Pilates worked for you?
Yeah, I've been doing it for about 2.5 years since I went to a physio because I couldn't move my neck.
Right.
And I've been going pretty much once a week since then. And it's really changed my life. I no longer have headaches or migraines. My balance and strength has improved. Oh, like, they were non-existent, really. I couldn't, I used to hate going on, escalators and things in shopping centres. I don't have headaches. I've ditched my orthotics for my feet because I'm walking properly. I think it's wonderful.
No, it's had you heard about it? I mean, how did you get onto it?
My daughter actually started doing it at WEA, I think, and she's always been really fit and agile and into dancing, and I haven't been dancing for years and years, but I thought, when the physio suggested it, I thought, I'll give it a try.
So it's been amazing as far as you're concerned.
Yeah.
That's a great story. Thank you for
sharing
that.
Yeah, what I love is that it's not a hot and sweaty thing.
Okay, all right.
I've always hated the hot and sweaty exercise, and it's just done at your pace,
And do you do it for how long?
40 minutes, I think.
All right. Well, Sean, is once a week enough? I mean, Julie says that she's doing it once a week. How often do you do it?
I do it three to four times a week. I practice.
Right.
But, I'm also a teacher and I need to be, at my best form. You can, exercise is really important to do on a weekly basis, if not a daily basis. And the thing about Pilates is that Pilates, it's not just exercise. It teaches you how to move differently.
Right.
And it teaches you how to understand your body differently. So, in essence, when you do it on a weekly basis, you tend to use the knowledge in your body all day long.
Fascinating what Julie said about her balance. Now, you often hear that one of the great killers of people is actually a fall. As people get older, they fall. When they fall, they break bones or a hip or whatever, and then they end up in hospital, they get pneumonia, and they die. So a fall can kill you.
Right. Well, I don't know what the statistics in Australia are, but in the U.S., I believe it's around 70% of the reason for emergency room visits for people over 70 is due to falls. Now, some of that is because some people are on way too many medications. But at the same time, the last thing you gain is balance, and the first thing you lose is balance in life.
Right.
And Pilates, it's built into the system because the reformer, the main apparatus you work on, has a platform that moves. And, when they do research for balance, they put you on a platform and they move it to see how you react to it. So it's built into the system. Balance is built into the Pilates methodology, and you work on a daily basis. And you work that balance challenge in the positions that you first learned how to move in the first place. So that's why it's, in many ways so much more beneficial. Because in yoga and most exercise, it's you in the floor or you in a machine, but the machine doesn't move like that.
It's fascinating you should point that out, that when children are very little, we used to have those things where they hold on to almost like a walking frame. And then when we get older, you see old people on a walking frame, and they walk in almost exactly the same manner as
right.
a child.
Well, I call it developmental degradation. You start out at zero, and you can move your eyes and your mouth, and you get to 25, and you can do almost anything. And then, over time, you have a choice. You either slowly go back to where you started, which is back in the nursing home with somebody taking care of you and helping you with everything, or you stay vibrant until, you die. And that's, Pilates helps you stay vibrant till you die.
All right. Julie told us her story. If you've got a story as well, give us a call, 1-300-222-891 on Pilates. Maybe you've tried both. Julie had only tried Pilates. I wonder whether someone's tried yoga and Pilates. We're talking to Sean Gallagher this morning, who is the keynote speaker at a Pilates conference in Australia. Sean, where is it being taken up around the world at the moment?
Well, I just came from the Philippines, and I did workshops there. I was in Korea doing a certification training there. I'm going to Canada in November. We're going to England in the spring, Paris, the Netherlands. There's many, there. I know that one of the teachers that's presenting at the conference is just coming back from Russia. So, I mean, it's basically, like I said, it's, in most developed countries and even the third world countries.
And is it mainly for young people? Because John wants to know, is there a Pilates program for old people? In other words, people who may be at that point where they are starting to lose their balance.
Well, Pilates is not just, it's for everybody. I mean, it wasn't, it's interesting that a lot of people think Pilates is a dancer's program. And that's only because the dancers started to find Pilates and work out with him. Most of the famous dancers in New York City, or a lot of them did. And then a lot of the teachers who became Pilates instructors had been dancers. So there's a large dance influence. But, you know, Pilates started out working, you know, with normal people and everybody. And it was not just Joe Pilates. It was also Claire. It was, you know, it was a husband-wife practice and business, basically, that you know, for over 50 years in New York.
Right.
And they had, you know, everybody and anybody in all ages, shapes, and sizes. And Clara Pilates always used to say that, you know, everybody comes in with a little bit of a handicap, and they would smooth it out and fix it and make it better.
Let's talk to Margaret now of Marrickville. We're talking to Sean Gallagher, who's the keynote speaker at the Pilates Conference in Sydney today. Margaret, good morning.
Good morning. I started Pilates 4 years ago for a dreadfully stiff neck. I could hardly move it, and even driving became dangerous. But we don't do machines. I go to the local physio, and the two physios take the class twice a week. I was going three. Now I go twice a week, generally. And it's helped my balance. It's helped my neck, my core, and I'm 74.
Okay.
It's been wonderful for me.
Great, Margaret. Interestingly enough, every person that's contacted us this morning has been femo. We've got Margaret, we've got Helen next, Mary's called in as well. So I'll put that back to you, Sean, before we go to Helen. Do more women do this than men?
Be more women than men, but that's traditional exercise. I mean, most, you know, when you look at who goes to the gym and who does most exercise, it's not men, it tends to be more women.
Are there classes for men?
I think women do it more often than men do.
Are there classes for men? One of our listeners wants to know.
Are there class? Well, you know, there are some places that have men classes, but, you know, I think sometimes men get intimidated because, you know, there's a strength and a flexibility issue that a lot of them don't have, and that, you know, there's an ego there. So, but if they can get past the ego, they're going to find amazing results.
All right, let's go to Helen now. Good morning, Helen.
Good morning.
And you've done both yoga and Pilates. You've got a verdict?
They both have their respective assets and effects. I did Pilates essentially to build up my core muscles when I was given 3 months by my surgeon to either improve my back or I was facing major surgery.
Gosh.
And my physio at that stage was one of the first physios to bring Pilates into Adelaide. And so after 3 months of doing Pilates, I walked in straight as opposed to bent over to my surgeon and dodged having to have surgery. I found that Pilates really focused on the core muscles and as I said, saves me from having to have very major back surgery. And yoga, probably because of that spiritual, has that slightly more meditative aspect. And so you get a bit more of you do get a workout with it, but you also get that relaxation effect, which you don't get with Pilates. So I find that both of them have something to offer to me, but I'm just currently financially strapped, so I can't afford to do Pilates, but I will be going back to it as soon as I can. Because
all right, well, let's quickly put that back to Sean. Sean, what does a class cost? Because someone's even suggesting this is a new growth industry, a business, but what does it cost to do a class?
Well, in Australia, I don't really know what the costs are because I'm coming here to speak, but you know, if you take a mat class, it should be usually mat classes, which don't necessarily include the equipment. You might have a magic circle or some other little pieces of apparatus. I don't think at least in the States, are the same cost as a yoga class. And
okay.
So I know a yoga class in the States is anywhere between, you know, $15 to $20. I don't know what they are here.
About the same.
But if you do a private, you know, on an apparatus, you're paying for a one-on-one session for somebody's hour and time. I know in the U.S. it's usually somewhere between $60 to $100 for that, you know, private session. And if you do duets and trios, you know, then the price goes down, you know, in relationship. So you can maybe do a workout for, you know, $30, $40 if you do a duet or a trio. And, you know, I think, you know, there's a lot of things that you can spend money on.
Yeah, all right.
that you can have for habituation. You know, there's cigarettes, there's alcohol, there's other things that are bad for you, and then there's Pilates. And, you know, if you spent the same amount of money you spent on the bad things, on the good things, you know, you'd be a lot better, and life lasts a lot longer that way, I think.
All right. Well, thank you very much for giving us your time today, Sean Gallagher, Pilates master teacher, trainer, keynote speaker at the conference in Sydney, and we've only had positive responses from all the people there, saying that they've helped them with all sorts of things, from badly bulging discs. They've all come through unsolicited,